Chapter 23. 1854 Northerner 122-30 1855 Southamer 119, from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh, 490 miles, DH 1850 Telegraph number 2 made the run in 117 1851 Buckeye State 116 1852 Pittsburgh 115, from St. Louis to Alton, 30 miles, DM 1853 Altona made the run in 135 1876 Golden Eagle 137 1876 War Eagle 137, miscellaneous runs, in June, 1859, the St. Louis and Keokuk Packet, City of Louisiana, made the run from St. Louis to Keokuk, 214 miles, in 16 hours and 20 minutes, the best time on record. In 1868, the steamer Hawkeye State, of the Northern Packet Company, made the run from St. Louis to St. Paul, 800 miles, in 2 days and 20 hours. Never was beaten. In 1853, the steamer Polar Star made the run from St. Louis to St. Joseph, on the Missouri River, in 64 hours. In July, 1856, the steamer Jaws, H. Lucas, Andy Wineland, Master, made the same run in 60 hours and 57 minutes. The distance between the ports is 600 miles, and when the difficulties of navigating the turbulent Missouri are taken into consideration, the performance of the Lucas deserves a special mention. The run of the Robert E. Lee, the time made by the R.E. Lee from New Orleans to St. Louis in 1870, in her famous race with the Natchez, is the best on record, and, inasmuch as the race created a national interest, we give below her timetable from port to port. Left New Orleans, Thursday, June 30, 1870, at 4 o'clock and 55 minutes, PMM, reached D.H. M. Carrollton 27 half Harry Hills 100 half Red Church 139 Bonnet Care 238 College Point 350 half Donaldsonville 459 Plaquemine 705 half Baton Rouge 825 Bayou Sara 1026 Red River 1256 Stamps 1356 Briero 1551 half Henderson 1629 Natchez 1711 Coles Creek 1921 Water Proof 1853 Rodney 2045 St. Joseph 2102 Grand Gulf 2206 Hard Times 2218 Half Mile Below Warrenton 1 Vicksburg 138 Millikens Bend 1237 Bailey's 1348 Lake Providence 1547 Greenville 110 55 Napoleon 116-22 White River 116-56 Australia 119 Helena 123-25 Half Mile Below St. Francis 2 Memphis 269 Foot of Island 37-29 Foot of Island 26-213-30 Towhead Island 14-217-23 New Madrid 219-50 Dry Bar Number 10-220-37 Foot of Island 8-221-25 Upper Towhead Lucas Bend 3 Cairo 31 St. Louis 318-14 The Lee landed at St. Louis at 11-225 A.M. on July 4, 1870 6 hours and 36 minutes ahead of the Natchez. The officers of the Natchez claimed 7 hours and 1 minute stoppage on account of fog and repairing machinery. The R.E. Lee was commanded by Captain John W. Cannon, and the Natchez was in charge of that veteran Southern boatman, Captain Thomas P. Leathers. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.